Zig and Zag. I'm starting this episode off with that term. Hey, it's me, Steph. Steph Edsel, your therapy podcast host. If you're in DBT therapy, chances are you've experienced this phenomenon called the dialectical dance. I, as your host, am doing that very thing. There will be times that you won't like what I say or how I sound, and that's okay. That is a time to use radical acceptance. Not sure. I mean, it would be up to you as a listener to use your skills and decide how you want to proceed. I will be the same human I have been and sound fairly the same, depending on the day. And I do have very limited time, that there are times I just have to record, or I do not get the time slot as it stands. This is a tough project to do weekly, as you've noticed. Please keep in mind, this is not required of me any longer. This was a graduate school project. I do have another job working with trafficking survivors, sex trafficking survivors. I also have a pretty big family and lots of pets and other responsibilities that come before my extra gigs. I've kept this going because I do get a lot of feedback that it helps others, and I'm fairly all right at explaining the concepts. So what it boils down to is, if you like this podcast, keep listening. If you don't, you don't have to worry about listening. I will keep sharing up-to-date research and information. I will keep trying my best to record at least every 10 days. Thank you for your continued support and kindness. I do appreciate the opportunity to allow me to be myself, allow me to be a human and make some mistakes. Welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk about the secondary dialectic of unrelenting crisis and inhibited grieving. The dilemma for the client will look like difficulty to inhibit grief reactions, meaning emoting, on demand while in a state of perpetual crisis. The escape behaviors typical of inhibited grieving look like drinking, using drugs, spending money, self-harm, reckless sexual behavior, etc., are instrumental in creating new crises. The text I have been referring to states the following. Repetitive stressful events, coupled with an inability to recover fully from any one stressful event, results in weakening of the spirit and subsequent suicidal or other quote-unquote emergency behaviors. In a sense, the client can't ever get back to baseline emotionally before the next blow hits. The inability to return to baseline is related to several factors, according to Marcia, our fearless leader. She states that typically the client both creates and is controlled by an aversive environment, the biology of the person. Remember, they have DNA that is more biologically sensitive, and they react intensely to triggers. Combined with life stressors and the inability to handle the stressors is part of the problem. The emotional sensitivity and inability to manage stress while not processing the stress and instead doing an ineffective behavior is how one can stay stuck in the unrelenting crisis phenomenon. Our job is to try and teach clients to understand their reaction patterns and offer realistic hope that the client can indeed survive their emotions. We as therapists also get to validate and support the client's emotional experience in the multiple crises in their life. Be wary of this next one. Notice that offering understanding without concrete help in resolving crises may be more distressing than offering nothing at all. Yikes. Sounds harsh, huh? But for real, it's part of DBT. Learning how to manage a crisis as it is happening and not resorting to ineffective behavior is ultimately going to help you reach your goals. If we are unable to practice mindfulness of current emotion and current thought, this will ultimately lead to more crisis. It's very unfun, this seesaw back and forth. Crisis happens, and instead of processing it with skills and replacement behaviors, an ineffective behavior is performed, and we never really actually grieve the crisis or the crises that continue to occur. This dialectical dance is imperative to create harmony while still experiencing pain. Pain is unavoidable. That's what we say in DBT, remember? Pain plus avoidance equals suffering. Sure, we can pretend it's not there. Just maybe notice how it's impacting you in other ways. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. See you next time on DBT Weekly. I appreciate the support and patience with me as I continue to write and record as I am able. Write to me, Stephanie, traditional spelling, Stephanie, at thedbtcenterofutah.com. I did receive an email recently asking if I could address procrastination. I'd be happy to do that once we're through these secondary dialectics. Have a swell day. Use your skills as often as possible, and make sure to continue to validate yourself.